Welcome. My name is Paul Goff. If you've not listened to a PimPod podcast, try saying that several times very quickly before. It's good to have your company. This is a new one, and this one is gratis. It's called Favorite Five, and we can hear behind us the beautiful sounds of the Go-Betweens and their track Five Words. I thought that was a good way to intro this first edition of Favorite Five. Five things on my mind that I want to share with you this week. Usually, as a part of PimPod, you can hear two podcasts. One, The Quiet Space, which is a more ambient listening experience. And then 1, 2, 3, 4, which is a look at new and exciting music from around the globe. On this, it's more of a quick snapshot of things that I'm listening to and enjoying and concerts that I recommend to you and record labels. Just five things that will pop into my head. I start with the Go-Betweens because that is my first word for this week of the five. The Go-Betweens have a wonderful new documentary called Right Here that's being created by Kriv Stenders, and the world premiere takes place in Sydney next week. Now, if you happen to be in Sydney next Thursday and are lucky enough to be going to that event, even if you're not, afterwards there is an after party that I would love you to come along to because I am DJing at that event. Now, this is almost like an event that has been meant to be. Why is that? Because I've been collecting records for a very, very long time and was asked to play my Go-Betweens vinyl at this event. And that will slowly morph into a cocktail of their peers. I'm speaking of the likes of the Triffids, the Birthday Party. We'll hear things like Zero, Secret Secret, wonderful Australian music from the early 80s will all be a part of this event, which will be taking place as a part of the Sydney Film Festival. It's at The Hub, which is at 483 George Street, but the entrance is on Druitt Street. If you're in Sydney, come along and come and say hi and be prepared to have an absolute Go-Betweens overload. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. Number two in my list for today is wonderful women. So women is the key word here because the next edition of 1, 2, 3, 4 focuses on some fantastic new releases from both local and overseas artists. Some of these are going to be my favourite releases of 2017. And some of the releases I haven't quite got clearance yet to play on 1, 2, 3, 4. So I thought I'd give you little teasers to some of these releases. First off the rank is Stella Donnelly, a young artist from Perth. This EP of hers called Thrush Metal has had me on the edge of my seat listening over and over. It's an incredible collection of songs and some very stark. This particular track is incredibly beautiful, but it has a barbed edge to it. This from Stella Donnelly is Mean to Me. I guess we've been incredibly lucky here in Australia in recent years with the likes of Julia Jacklin coming through, and now the focus is on this new crop of emerging artists. The next one I want to share with you, we heard just then Stella Donnelly from her thrush metal release Mean to Me. On the next edition of 1, 2, 3, 4, I'll play this track in full. It's Georgia Mulligan, Any Given Day. She's a part of a collective of musicians in Sydney, and as a part of her band is the artist Ainsley Farrell, originally from California, now based in Sydney. So we'll hear a snapshot of Georgia Mulligan's release, who plays with Ainsley Farrell in her band and vice versa. Ainsley plays in Georgia's, and then we'll hear something from Ainsley. Am I making sense? I hope so.
I guess that I
Ainsley Farrell, Dark Hours, from her latest EP, and Georgia Mulligan plays in her band, and then she also plays in Georgia Mulligan's. We heard a little bit of Any Given Day. Aldous Harding has an absolutely stunning new release out on the 4AD label, also with Flying Nun, as she is from New Zealand, and she signed to 4AD for this new album of hers, Party. And I haven't had the chance to get permission to play that on 1234. So here's a little bit of Aldous's latest album. This is called Imagining My Man.
Imagining my man. All my life, hey! I've had to fight to stay. Love takes time, hey, hey.
Aldous Harding's Imagining My Man, her album is The Party. I recommend you just go out and get that one. The last one in this little snapshot, I'll play you a track in full from Casey Johansing. She was part of a duo called Yes Way that I featured on the Inside Sleeve, their last album, I think it was a couple of years ago now. And this album I've been flogging to death over the last couple of days. I got in touch with her and she was more than happy for me to tell you about her latest release called The Hiding. It's come out on a label called Night Bloom, which is her own label that she set up with Alex Bleeker of Real Estate fame, as well as a longtime friend, songwriter Jeff Manson. This is dealing with some tragedy that occurred in her life, the loss of a friendship, which was the friendship that helped create the music of Yes Way. This has had a rippling effect through her life, and so the songs on this album have come out of that conflict. But I've got to tell you, it's a stunning album, and I really hope you're going to enjoy it, and I look forward to sharing further tracks and hopefully have Casey on our program 1234 in the future. This from Casey Johansing, the album's called The Hiding, is Bow and Arrow.
It was all mine.
Johansing and the track Bow and Arrow from her album The Hiding. This is Favourite 5. I'm Paul Gough. It's a part of the pimpod.com family. This album is a cracker. It's called Modern Cosmology from Jane Weaver. My third thought for today is psychedelics. And Jane will be a guest on a future edition of 1234 talking about her latest album. You're hearing a little bit of the track The Architect. I'm a very big fan of psychedelic music. And Jane's music skirts that periphery as well as cosmish music. And there's some very poppy elements also within this release. Here's a little bit of a track she did from 2015, Record Store Day, teaming up with UK outfit Toy, and a cover of one of the great, I guess you'd say, shoegaze bands out of the UK, Pale Saints. This is her version of Fell From The Sun. Song now, Pale Saints, Fell From The Sun. Jane Weaver with Toy teaming up together for that 2015 Record Store Day release. On the flip side of that was Welsh artist H. Hawkline, and Wales and psychedelics seem to go together all so well. I was reminded by that song of H. Hawkline's latest album, and I haven't spoken about it. It's out on the Heavenly imprint. It's called I Romanticise. And through the lens of Kate Le Bon and fellow band members Sweet Babu and H. Hawkline, they have really shone a light on a particular brand of strange and beautiful music along the lines of psychedelic sounds, along the lines of quirky, herky-jerky pop that came out in the early 80s. Let's hear a little bit now from H. Hawkline's I Romanticise, and just really has been another track I've been listening to over and over. This is Engineers. Another Welsh wonder, that is the music of Stephen Black, aka Sweet Babu, who was in Australia recently, I think, touring as a part of Gweno's outfit. He's also worked with Kate Le Bon, and his latest album is called Wild Imagination. And I played you the track that you're still listening to, the very funky, disco-ish groove, Pink Rainbow from Sweet Babu. We started out with H. Hawkline and his track Engineers from his latest album. This is Favourite Five, and a rather shambolic look at five ideas within my head for this week. That's the unmistakable sound of Wilco and the track Spiders. And going from a psychedelic, krauty edge, I thought that was a good way to go into my next word or idea for Favourite Five, which is Tweedy. Jeff Tweedy, what an incredible, talented musician and producer. And in recent times, his producer's hat has loomed large. Two things I want to share with you from the studios of Jeff Tweedy. First up, Joan Shelley, whose latest album on No Quarter, self-titled, I'd say is probably her best, and I loved all her other albums. She's teamed up again with Nathan Salzberg and James Elkington, who you may remember they had a wonderful album out on Paradise of Bachelors that we played quite a bit of on my old program Inside Sleeve. We'll add into that mix Jeff Tweedy and his son Spencer as a part of the sound of Joan Shelley, and you've got something that's, I think, pretty incredible and one of my favourite releases from this year. Let's hear a little snapshot now of Joan Shelley in action. She speaks of Tweedy as being an incredible person to work with, incredibly intuitive and spontaneous at the same time, and he has an arsenal of fantastic equipment at his disposal. This one from Joan Shelley is The Push and the Pull.
Don't make me make up a story. Don't make me say what this is. Where we to go once we described it? And what do you think when I say, isn't this sweet? When I say, isn't this right? When I say you should be with me this time.
Now, we're still talking about the great producer, Jeff Tweedy. We just heard Joan Shelley's The Push and the Pull from her latest album, self-titled. Now, this next collaboration has me incredibly excited. Casey and Clayton are a duo, cousins from Saskatchewan. And you may remember I played to death their last release, Strange Country. Here's a little snippet of it. Turns out I wasn't the only one that was excited by this release. Jeff Tweedy caught them in action and invited them to record their next album and offered to produce them in The Loft in Chicago, the name of his studio. He did this back in January, and their next album is coming out in August, and the first single has been revealed. This sees the duo fleshing their sound out into full band mode. And from what I've heard, it's really going to be, again, one of my favourite releases of 2017. Let's hear a little bit now of the first single called The Light of Day.
Thank you.
Casey Anderson just has the most incredible voice, and apparently on this release it soars into kind of Jefferson Airplane territory, one you're going to have to look out for, and I'll be telling you more about it as we get closer to the day. That was The Light of Day from Casey and Clayton. So number four in our favourite five for today, Jeff Tweedy. Hats off to you, sir. And my final thought, number five in my favourite five, is this label New West from the US. Now, they will be releasing the Casey and Clayton album. And when I saw that, it reminded me of how many incredible acts have come out on this imprint this year. I'm talking Randall Bramlett. I'm talking Aaron Lee Tasjan, whose Memphis Rain sort of came out towards the end of last year, really, but I've been obsessed about it in the early days of this year, right through to now. Justin Towns Earls, latest has just come out there. Secret Sisters, Daniel Romano, The Deslons, Rodney Crowell. The list goes on and on. But I want to share with you to close this first edition of Favorite Five with the release from Andrew Combs called Canyons of My Mind that has come out on New West. And Andrew Combs is a songwriter that's based in Nashville. And his last album I played quite a lot. If you're a lover of the likes of Glen Campbell, you're going to find the slightly orchestrally tinged country pop that he creates just wonderful. But into that mix, he throws in the opening track, which takes us in a totally different direction, and the inclusion of some pretty shambolic saxophone, in a good way, I think, makes it an absolutely cracking opening to his album Canyons of My Mind. This track is called Heart of Wonder.
I have run through the valley. I have stoned.
Fire.
Andrew Combs, Canyons of My Mind, out on the New West label, and we heard Heart of Wonder. I'm Paul Gough. You've been listening to Favourite Five, some of my favourite things from this week. If you add them all up, it's more than five, but there are sort of five ideas all wrapped together. If you want to hear more of what we get up to here at pimpod.com, look for 1234, look for The Quiet Space. That'll help you calm down. Maybe me too. Maybe I'll go and have a listen to one now. I'll speak to you soon.